This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, CVillePodcast.com.
Aaron Syme is a libertarian candidate for Virginia Senate, and he joins us live in studio. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. I know
it's my pleasure.
For a fact you're incredibly busy. I mean, we're down to what, 19 days?
Yeah, something like that. It's less than 3 days. Less than 3 weeks. I mean, it's kind of all blurring together for me at this point.
But, yeah, November 6th. November 6th, the big,
November
big day.
November 6th, that's right.
A lot of local elections, and then all 140 seats in the Virginia General Assembly are up for grabs. Some of those are quite contested, as is the Senate seat in this district. The number again is
24.
That's right. Yep. And it includes, remind us?
All of Greene County, Western Albemarle, the Crozet, Whitehall, Free Union area, all of Augusta County, Stanton, Waynesboro, part of Rockingham in the Elkton-McGackiesville area, all of Highland County, part of Rockbridge County in the Goshen area, and the city of Lexington.
So very, very rural and very sort of metro, you know, for our area at least, metro, mm-hmm. You know, Stanton, Waynesboro, Crozet.
It's got a pretty wide range, got a little bit of everything in it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a lot of fun.
So how's it been going? How's the campaign been going?
Very good.
You must be exhausted. Come on. I mean,
I can't imagine all the doors you're knocking on. It's pretty tiring sometimes, to be sure. But, you know, it's been a lot of fun. And in fact, I'd say it's probably been more fun than I expected it to be even. And the reception has been great. You know, I think people are definitely looking for a change. They're looking for something different. You know, that's really at all levels of government, I think, in many ways. But it's certainly in this district and in this race, I think people are ready for something different.
Remind us again, Aaron Syme is my guest. Remind us again of the political landscape. This is the incumbent is Emmett Hanger, right?
That's right.
And he's been in there how long?
He's been in the seat 12 years, so he'd be running for his fourth term in this seat.
And there's a Democrat.
There's also a Democrat. David Cox from Lexington is also in the race. And I live in Crozet.
There you go. And Lexington,
mm-hmm.
down in Rockbridge?
Yeah.
That's where we used to live. I didn't know that was part of this district.
It's very southern edge.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know it went down that far.
Yeah.
Goodness,
yeah.
That's a big district.
It definitely is.
And so you've been putting the miles on the car, getting around.
Oh, yeah.
Meeting everybody and going to all the forums. What have the forums been like?
Oh, they've been good. They've been good. You know, some of them have been kind of funny because you know, you get 21 candidates and 21 non-candidates in the same room. We actually had a forum in Rockbridge County where there was 21 candidates there, and I think it was 19 people there who
Gosh.
Were not candidates.
Oh, Lord.
Which is kind of funny, you know, but there's, but it's been great. It's really been good. It's been a tremendous experience. And like I said, you know, people really have been very receptive, been very pleased.
And what is this news that's just breaking today that Emmett Hanger made some announcement last night, I think, right?
Well, yeah, there was an article yesterday, I believe it was, in the News Virginian that he's already thinking ahead to running for lieutenant governor again. He actually did run for lieutenant governor in 2005, but didn't make the ballot. And apparently he's already thinking past this election about giving it another shot. So
it's sort of strange that you would announce that you want to run for something else right before an election you haven't won yet.
I would agree that is a little bit jumping the gun, considering it's, you know, you only have to wait a few weeks for that. And you know, it's something it's interesting because, you know, of course, that would be the 2009 elections, which means, you know, he's probably looking at running for office most of the next 2 years. And assuming he's reelected. And then, assuming he won that lieutenant governor post, having to immediately resign the seat. And so
it'd be a special
he's kind of
election
running for reelection for a seat that he may not be occupying a whole lot for the next 4 years.
Interesting.
Could be interesting.
Aaron, you've been on this program before, but for the folks who haven't heard you, give us an Aaron Syme 101. Remind us where you're from, that kind of thing.
Sure. I live in Crozet with my wife, Lauren, and two young sons, Andrew and Josh. They're coming up on 5 and 3 years old. Here. And I own two small businesses, both related to internet software development. Graduated from UVA with an electrical engineering degree and been in the area about 14 years now. Born in Virginia down in the Portsmouth area. So,
were you really?
Yeah.
Boy, that's changed a lot,
yeah.
Hadn't it?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, I was born in the Naval Hospital down there.
Oh, okay.
My dad was still in the Navy at the time, and he got out 2 weeks after I was born. So I think I actually lived in Portsmouth for 2 weeks.
And where did you actually grow up? You grew up...
We moved around a little bit as kids, but I went to high school and middle school in the Northern Virginia area in Manassas.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then came down here to go to UVA in 93.
So tell me what was going on in your life when you and your wife, I'm sure, made the decision together that you're going to run, that you're actually going to, you know, as I put it, answer Jefferson's call to action, that he calls on free citizens everywhere to step up and get involved. And you chose this way to get involved. And thank you for that, by the way.
Well,
thank you so much for being one of those people that has the courage to step out and get involved in this kind of thing. It really does take courage. And we appreciate that. What, tell us about the decision and the thinking that went on.
Well, it's certainly been an experience where I've built up a lot more respect for myself, for people who run for office and people who win office as well. You know, I think my experience has led me to run to office. I think people who run for office and get elected, I think they pretty much universally, most of them anyways, go there with good intentions and you know, good ideas and that sort of thing. But I think the longer they stick around the process, the more they sort of change. Before I decided to run for office, I went to Richmond a number of times with several different activists, grassroots activist groups. So my knowledge of Richmond is not as a lobbyist or a lawyer or a legislator. It's as a grassroots activist. And so I had an opportunity to see people testify for bills and see state bureaucrats and lobbyists testify against them on those bills. And I just personally found the whole process somewhat disenchanting. There was certainly something in the air to me. It seemed to me like our legislators gave a lot more weight automatically whenever a bureaucrat or lobbyist walked into the room, and the citizens sort of, you really had a much higher standard to have to prove to, you know, just keep basic rights in, you know, in some of these bills. So that's that type of thing of bringing back that attitude of small government, limited government, protecting people's rights and keeping that in foremost in your mind whenever you're voting on a bill is something I think we lack in Richmond these days, and I'd like to help bring back.
One of the things I like most about the libertarian message, and there's things I like about every party's message and things I don't like, but one of the things I like most is oftentimes when we say small government to refer to libertarians, some Democrats and even some Republicans get nervous and they think, oh, no, there's a place for government in society. There's things that government should do as the collective voice of the people. And I think there's libertarians that would agree with that, of course. But I think also in that is to keep in mind of something you just said, that when you say small government, oftentimes we're referring to a government that really, truly treats everybody the same and sort of recognizes that you, citizen, Joe Q citizen, are just important to me, to this government, as this pharmaceutical lobbyist. And, you know,
exactly.
You have an equal place at the table. We don't have a government like that today.
No, we don't. I mean, I think the most important role of government in general is protecting life, liberty, and property. And it should leave the rest of us alone for the most part to run our lives as we see fit. But it's not about passing a favor for one company over another, you know, passing, say, you know, oppressive licensing laws that make it easy for established companies to stay in a business and hard for competition to enter that market, you know. But that's what happens all the time in Richmond and in Washington, too, at the federal level. And it's very disturbing to me because then, you know, you have companies who have people that do nothing but represent them in Richmond to make sure that they, you know, they keep their competition out and they don't, get harmed by any law that would allow other competition in. And it's just, you know, that's not what the business is supposed to be about. I have a lot of respect for the free market and stuff, but in many ways, we don't have a free market now because government is so involved in it, favoring one company over another. And people, I think, are recognizing that at the federal level. It happens at the state level a lot, too.
Aaron Syme is my guest, a libertarian candidate for Virginia Senate. The election is November 6th. Was it you I was talking to that was telling me about the if the cars came along today, if the automobile came along today, the horse and buggy lobby would kill it? If we had the if we had the government we have now, if we had it back then, there's no way a car would ever get on the market because the horse and buggy lobby would destroy it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was me saying it, but I certainly agree. I think there's a lot of truth to that statement. I mean, and it's not just, you know, what you might think of typically as big business, but, you know, even in agriculture stuff too. I mean, we've seen this issue at the Charlottesville City Market recently where Richard Bean, his farm, how they've been arrested for selling a product that consumers want. And it's all and it's not because there's anything wrong with that product. Consumers are happy with it. There's no complaints about that. But it's simply that the more corporate agriculture interests have a large sway in Richmond and have built the regulations such that it's very hard for small family farms to compete or to enter the market. And they have to buy, you know, tens of thousands of dollars worth of equipment just to, you know, just to bake bread at the city market, if not, you know, if they're really going to follow the letter of the law, much less something like meat. And so I think it's just ridiculous. You know, I mean, the day after those people were arrested, they had they sold out everything. You know, they were back out on bail, I guess, or whatever. But they sold out everything they had at the farmers market that next day because their customers wanted to come out and support them. You know, if you've got a business and consumers dealing in a willing relationship with each other, government shouldn't be involved.
Would that apply to like marijuana, for example? What's the libertarian's view on the war on drugs?
Well, libertarian, yeah, I mean, the Libertarian Party thinks a war on drugs is a failure, and I certainly agree with that. I mean, that's really more of a federal issue than it is at the state level.
Hey, I wanted to congratulate you on the fact we were talking to Bob Gibson earlier this week, and in his Sunday column, he wrote, this is Bob Gibson in the Daily Progress, he wrote, the most honest, positive, and straightforward political ads this season, with issues and positions spelled out in plain English, without highly selective emotional attacks, appear to be those of libertarians, end quote. And he singled you out as one of the examples here in Virginia, as those libertarians who are really running issue-focused positive campaigns, and just wanted to congratulate you on that.
Well, I appreciate it, and it was, you know, gratifying to see his column there, because the reaction that he described in that column was exactly what we were going for in that ad. We, you know, I try not to spend a lot of time talking about, you know, my opponents and negative campaigning, because people get enough of that in politics in general. What I'd rather talk to them about is, you know, find out what their concerns are and then talk to them about the libertarian solutions to it, because it may be a take on that issue they haven't heard before. And so, we kept the ad focused on the issues that we're campaigning on, and we wanted to make sure that other people from the district, not just me, were the ones, you know, talking about those issues, so that people, you know, understand that these are issues that lots of people relate to, and we're bringing them a small government perspective on it that we don't see enough in Richmond, we don't see in this district, and I think people are anxious to vote for.
Are you hearing, Aaron Syme is my guest, he's a Libertarian candidate for Virginia Senate, are you hearing Republicans in your district express any kind of dissatisfaction with the party and the way it's being run, whether at the federal level or in Richmond, and an interest in libertarian? The reason I ask is because I have emails, phone calls, people stop me and they really express that viewpoint.
Yeah, I hear it all the time, and you know, I've described myself before as kind of a refugee from the Republican Party. There was a time in my life when I voted primarily Republican. I tend to vote more based on the candidate now and particular issues in that race, but yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Republican Party in the Goldwater and the Reagan years used to talk about limited government, used to talk about trusting the average individual over the average bureaucrat to run their life.
Used to talk about saving the environment. Who gave us the Environmental Protection Agency?
That's
Richard
right.
Nixon, for God's sakes. Yeah.
So the Republican Party, and they still talk about some of those things now, but they certainly don't act on it, you know. And I mean, one of the great lessons, I think, of the Bush years to me, these last 7 or 8 years, is that gridlock is good. You know, the Republicans said, oh, well, give us the White House and then we can accomplish our agenda of small government. Give us, you know, the House, give us the Senate. Well, when they got it all, spending only went up even more. And the point is that, you know, pork barrel politics crosses both of the major party lines. And the only way to fight it is to have gridlock, you know, to have a certain amount of opposition, because that party politics is stronger for most of them than their principles in small government. And what's true at the federal level is really very true at the state level as well. You know, with Republican General Assembly, spending has more than doubled in the last decade. And there are a lot of Republicans, certainly in this district, but around the state, who see the state Republican Party taking that same direction of big government that the federal Republican Party is doing, and they're not happy with it. They're looking for a home, and we're trying to provide that for them. And so I'm hoping that they'll vote for their principles on November 6th.
Aaron Syme is a Libertarian candidate for Virginia Senate, and let's play your TV commercial as we go out. And thank you so much, Aaron, and good luck on November 6th.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.